My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 13th of August 2009 and the time is 7:18 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Una Doherty, 22nd of the 5th, 86, and I'm from Northern Ireland.
How are you feeling about going on the plinth this morning?
I'm a little bit nervous just because it's raining, I think, as well, and I'm a bit tired because it's in the morning, but it should be good.
How are you feeling? How did you first hear about the project?
My friend told me about it. She must have saw it on the internet or something and then showed me a website where you apply, so I just did that.
And what is it that inspired you to make out the application and actually go for it?
Just as a bit of free dancing, really, some space to dancing, because you have to pay for dance halls to rent out, so it's a free hour of dancing, basically, and it's good for your friends to come and see you, take photos or whatever.
When you first heard that you had a place, how did you feel about it?
I was really excited, but the first place that they gave me was... I was moving from Northern Ireland to London on Monday and my flight was at 9 o'clock and the place was like 1 a.m. By the time I got though from like 11 o'clock from the airport to get here 90 minutes beforehand, I wouldn't have made it, so I couldn't have took the place. So my friend applied and then they called my friend and she said, oh, for her place, she'll put me up on it. So I'm doing for my friend's place now.
And did your friend not want that place?
No, she wants to watch me dance. She said she'd be a bit too nervous to do it.
You said that it's an hour of free dancing. What exactly will you be doing on the plinth?
Well, I haven't planned anything. Because the thing is, they call you like the day before as well. So I haven't choreographed anything. I think I'm just going to go up and like see what the plinth makes me do kind of thing and have a move around. I was going to do a bit of yoga for a while and just see how it feels to be up there, rather than, like, if I had time, I would have, like, choreographed something and brought music and done a wee show. But then I heard someone talking about the plinth the other day and about how, like, all the other plinths is, like, heroes of London, of, like, wars or whatever, long time ago, and this one is kind of, like, everybody else's hero. Like, you put your own friend up or people you know kind of thing. So I thought I'd just, like, see what happens when I'm up there, rather be myself than perform a special thing for it, you know.
And why have you chosen to dance over doing something else?
Well, dancing would always come first. I don't really do much else apart from dancing.
Would you tell me a little bit about your dance and how you got into doing that?
Well, I moved to London on Monday because I'm going to do my master's in performance starting in September. I just finished my dance degree in Ireland and I did a year at the London School of Contemporary Dance a couple of years ago. So I started dancing when I was like, I don't know, 14 or something. I've just been dancing ever since.
And have you been able to work as a dancer as well, or has it been a lot of study at the moment?
Mostly study, but I work as a teacher and a choreographer in Northern Ireland, and I'm part of Pony Dance Theatre Company in Ireland. So we do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the Dublin Dance Festival, and do like little mini tours around Ireland. But we're trying to get a bit more funding at the minute so we can do UK tours.
And how long is the course that you're going to be doing?
It's 1 year.
And what do you hope to do after that?
Hopefully get a job as a dancer would be good. Or if I can get funding, I'll go to Amsterdam and do another master's and do master's in choreography. So I might do that.
In Amsterdam, did you say?
Yeah.
What is it in Amsterdam?
It's I think it's Amsterdam or Berlin, one of the two. The school is the School of Anna Theresa de Keersmacher. It's called Parts. She's like a really famous choreographer and they do a really nice school there, so if I got the funding I'd go there as well.
Do you remember what it is that originally got you into dancing and what it was that appealed to you?
Whenever I started secondary school, what are you in first year, like
11
or something, there was an after school dance club, so I just went to that one day and like she taught us a little bit from Cats. And And when I was a kid in England, like in my house, when I was a kid, I used to crawl around the house instead of walking. Even when I was like 7 and 8, I just liked crawling. And then she made us crawl when we were learning Cats. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm really good at crawling. So I really liked it.
And
That's how I started dancing.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
I think it might be a bit cold. And I have a feeling that for the first 20 minutes, I'll probably move around too much because I'll be a bit nervous and I'll think people are watching me, so I have to keep moving. And then I think I'll chill out and do a lot of stillness, because sometimes it's more interesting if you don't actually move that much, I think.
And what do you hope will happen when you're up there?
What do I hope will happen? I don't know what I hope will happen. I don't have any expectations. I hope I'll come down with a better knowledge of my own performance skills. And I hope that I don't slip or hurt myself. That's all, really.
Would you like people who are coming through the square or watching to interact with you in any way?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose it would be nice. If it's good interaction, yeah, it would be good. And I think even just, it would be lovely just to see if you're dancing and you see someone walking past, if you see them stop and then they walk on again, just to see someone stop and turn around, see what that is, be nice, kind of.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
Who am I doing it for? Well, my mum is coming down to see, and my friend, I'm doing it for my friend Angela, because this is her spot and she wants me to go up, so this is from Angela Logan.
And what impact would you like to have by going up and dancing for an hour?
Well, what impact? I suppose a lot of people don't really know much about contemporary dance. So it'd be good if someone saw me and was like, oh, what type of dancing is that? And then saw something, contemporary dance, and linked the two up and went, oh, right, okay. And realised that there's loads of it in London, like.
And is there anything that you would personally like to take away from the experience?
Just the experience of doing it, I think, will make me a better performer. Also, my mum's going to take photos, so like it's good to have photos of it, you know.
So what's your mum's reaction been to you getting a spot on the plinth?
When I first got in Ireland, she was like, oh, right, yeah, very good, but didn't know what it was, I don't think. And then my mum's boyfriend was all like, wow, she's on the fourth plinth, it's like really cool. And then my mum thought it was really cool, because she was like, oh, that's like quite big. And I think it's really good because I just moved here to start dance school and like I'm getting to do a little bit of public dancing. It's not paid work or anything, but it's just really good to arrive in a city to be a dancer and do a bit of dancing in Trafalgar Square. Like, it's a good start, I think.
So do you consider it an opportunity to promote yourself as a dancer?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Although, just the time slot, I don't think there'll be that many people around. So the majority of it is to like learn more as a performer while I'm there, but you know, like I don't know if there'll be any. It'd be great if a choreographer walked past and was like, tick, I'll take you, but more of like just learning.
So do you think it's more an hour for you and for yourself, and you said you wanted to take away a little bit more knowledge about your own performance, or are you wanting to entertain people watching?
But a little bit of both, I think, a little bit of both, because the whole point I feel of the project is, like, it's very easy to walk past one of those other statues and not look at it for me. Like, I don't even know if I've stood there and actually looked and read about the other plinths ever. But if it's a human being, it's a lot easier to stop and look. Like, and all that thing, like, you have Big Brother and you have all this stuff on now, like, where the whole society's getting really narcissistic with each other. It's nice, though. It's nice to see a human figure put on these kind of platforms, because it's very interesting to look at. So I suppose in that sense, it's entertainment as well.
Have you been watching the project at all?
Bits and pieces, not that much. I think I'm going to watch more after today. I decided not to watch that much in case it made me too nervous to do it, because I haven't really seen anyone doing any dancing, or my mum made me watch this thing. It's like, watch, this is like the best and the worst dancing of the plinth. And I was like, oh, I don't want to see that. I'll watch it afterwards, because I don't want to start thinking that I should be doing a certain type of thing. Just go up and do whatever happens.
Do you think the project is a good way of getting a representation of the people of Britain today?
London, maybe. I don't know about, I suppose, Britain, because there's loads of other people from different places. Yeah, I suppose it is. I don't know, there's just like, there's a whole massive load of people who would never do something like that, so you're missing out the viewing of that type of people. It's only one type of person who'd apply to go and stand on a brick, you know, and have people look at them. But yeah, I suppose you do still learn a bit about people doing it.
So you said you've lived in London before, but you're moving back.
Yeah.
Is that a positive move for you? Do you like living in London?
I really didn't want to move back. Like, at the weekend, I was like, oh, I don't want to go back to London. It stinks and it's really crap. And then I arrived here and was really happy. I'm really happy to be back now because I've got a bike now, and I cycled all over London. Yesterday went to Greenwich, went all around Trafalgar Square, down by the river, everything, and just had a really nice day being back in London. It's good.
Did you stop and look at what was happening on the plinth you came by?
I stopped in the morning and saw a guy with like loads and loads of balloons who I think must have been like letting them go. And then we came back in the evening. And you know what? I can't even remember what was going on in the evening. I've seen a lot of people just kind of standing with a poster for a cause or whatever. So I don't really remember. That's really bad. I know it's probably for a good cause. I remember movement more than I would remember written words.
Are you originally from Northern Ireland?
I'm originally from Wood Green, and then I moved to Northern Ireland when I was 10. And then I moved back for a year when I was 19, and then I moved back when I was like 21. So I've half and half of both. That's why I have a funny voice.
And what is the reason for the moves? Was it
when I was younger, we just the family moved back, and I went to secondary school in St. Louis's in Belfast, and then I moved back to come to dance school, and then I never finished dance school, and I had a gap year, went back home, had a gap year, and then finished dance school in Ireland, and now I'm coming back to do more dance school.
And which did you prefer, if any? Do you compare the two places? Or?
I don't know. You can't really though, because I know I'm the same person, but I was a different person. Like, I changed so much between the age of like 19, 20 to 23. Like, I grew up, because I think I was still a kid until I was like 21. And then I grew up for a year. So you can't compare it, because you were different people doing different things.
What are the things that are important to you now to achieve in life or to do, or just what's close to your heart?
I just want to be able to keep dancing, because it's quite hard. Like, I went to Pineapple Studios yesterday. It was £10 for a class, and I'm trying to look for work at them, so I can't really afford to dance now and keep myself fit to start my master's, because I can't afford to pay to go to dance class. So I just hope that after my master's I get a job that is dancing, so I can pay my rent and keep moving. Like,
how do you get around that if you want to be able to keep dancing and can't go to classes? Do you just
dance at home? Just put a CD on and at home. And it's not very good training, because it's in a kitchen. You don't have any space. You can't do any travelling work or any proper floor work because you don't have enough space. But you do what you can. You have to keep moving. Otherwise, you get itchy. Like, you go a bit crazy. Also, I've gone a bit mad on the bike. I've got really into cycling and going fast down hills, because that kind of burns off that movement energy that you need to get rid of because you're not in class.
It's like a lot of self-discipline, though, to kind of keep yourself dancing if you can't go to classes. Is that?
Yeah, I suppose people say that, but I don't know, like, when you get to this stage, like when you're doing masters and stuff or you're professional, it's kind of gone past discipline now. It's just like, it's more than a habit. You'd go a bit mad if you didn't do it. You just have to.
Did you ever think you'd do anything else, or did you always want to dance?
I always wanted to dance. I think before I moved to Northern Ireland and started dancing, I wanted to be make the people at the Play-Doh, like Wallace and Gromit. When I was a kid, that's what I wanted to be. But then I started dancing, and I was good at that, so I wanted to do that.
Have you got an interest in other art forms?
Well, I've started trying to learn how to make film. So I want to make dance films, but I'm trying to learn how to like work the camera, and I've learned like basic iMovie, but I want to learn like Final Cut Pro and stuff like that. there's loads of stuff I'd love to do. Like, if I had the money, I'd go back to college, I'd do an art degree, then I'd do a photography degree, then I'd do a film degree. Like, I'd just learn all the stuff. I'd do everything. Because art is a little bit of everything, really. The more skills you have, the more intricate the piece of art can be.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley before this project?
Yeah, when he did the standing men on the buildings around London, that was the first time I had heard of him, because there was that like controversy. He had to take some of them down because people thought they were going to jump off, which I think maybe might have been part of the point. But yeah, I saw the guys standing up. I thought they were brilliant. I thought, oh, it was really nice. It wasn't too intrusive, but it was still really intrusive. Do you know what I mean? Because it wasn't like smack in your face, but when you saw it, you were like, oh God, you could feel it in your bones, like when you saw the wee men.
And what does this opportunity mean to be a part of a project and one of 2,400 people going up on the plinth?
It's really good, really good. And you get a t-shirt too, so that's good.
I don't know if you put up a profile on the website because you were a late applicant.
No, I didn't.
Well, one of the things on the website is you have to pick three words that describe you. What would you pick?
Oh, no!
How would you describe yourself? You don't have to limit it to three words, but how would you describe yourself as a person?
Energetic, but kind of probably a bit more manic than energetic, so like a bit more than energetic. That sometimes it's a bit bad because you're a bit too buzzy all the time. And I'm just gonna say that. I don't know. I have words, but I don't want to say it. It's strange. I don't like putting words on myself.
Did you only find out a couple of days ago then that you were going up on the plinth?
Yeah.
And since you first found out and to this point now, what has that been like? How has that felt? Has it been a bit of a...
Like waiting for it to come, you mean? Like, I'd love to say it's been really like exciting and enjoyable, but it actually hasn't. I haven't really slept very well for it. Last night I went to bed really late and I didn't sleep. I was up all night moving in the bed. I couldn't lie still. I don't know why that is. Like, and I thought for a while maybe if I had have prepared a set dance and I knew I was going to do that for an hour, and I knew what I could do and I could maybe do something else, that would chill me out a bit. It's because I haven't planned what movement I'm gonna do. But then if I had a choreographed something that lasted an hour, I think I would have been even more nervous, because then I would have worried if I had forgotten it or something. So I've been quite nervous about it. It's been weird. Yeah, it's been a bit nerve-wracking. But that's a good thing, I think, because it means you're pushing yourself, you know, to do something out of your comfort zone. You know, if it's in a theatre, you get nervous as well, but there's a different expectation, and like you're going to do this, and they're like, yes, lovely. But you're in the middle of Trafalgar Square, so it's a lot looser. You can kind of do whatever you want, which is a bit more nerve-wracking, because you can do whatever you want, so what am I going to do? You know? So I was a bit nervous.
Is it hard to do it without music or not?
I would have loved to have music, but I don't have a portable CD player. And I don't have a job to buy a portable CD player, so I couldn't one. I think my mum's a bit raging because she woke me up this morning. She was all like, did you get a CD? What are you going to do? How are you going to dance with no music? But I'm fine with it. It'll be cool. It'll be fine, because I think if I had a CD player up there, I might get too attracted by it and have to keep stopping and changing track and stuff like that, rather than just letting the time flow and keep it going.
And have you taken part in arts projects before? Obviously you're a dancer, you might have performed as a dancer.
Well, I've done like jobs and stuff for dancing, and done voluntary work, like performances and stuff for dancing in Northern Ireland and things. Never really like a big public art thing like this. Did like dancing in the street in Belfast for raising awareness for Darfur. Done a few site-specific works, like dancing in a library and stuff like that, but not whenever you're picked at random from the public kind of thing. I've never done something like that.
And you mentioned that you tour sometimes and you've done things like the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah.
Are you doing that this year? Or?
Not this year. We were, Pony Dance is doing the Dublin Dance Festival, which runs up until the 20th of September for 2 weeks. But I won't be taking part in that show. The other dancers will be doing that because I have to start my Masters. But then we'll be performing again in October for 2 days at the Belfast Festival. And then I'm not sure what after that we've got planned for the rest of the year.
Brilliant. And before we finish, is there anything that you'd like to add to the interview that we might not have asked you?
Just thank you to Anthony Gormley for making up the idea.
Brilliant. Thank you.